Do you like to be the first? Name of your sex tape? Well, if you like to be the first to listen to podcasts, you might want to check out our Patreon, because now we're offering a brand new membership tier called Name of Your Sex Tape. I couldn't help it, guys. I'm sorry. For £5 a month, you'll get an ad-free version of our weekly episode on a Tuesday, a full day earlier than its usual release. So you can be the very first to talk about how funny our guest was, how quickly you cracked the case, or how badly I answered a question. Plus, you'll get all the benefits of our regular tier, including our live Zoom records, a special shout out on the podcast, and if you really like to hear us talk, we've got an entire back catalog of extra content. Check it out on patreon.com/drunkwomensolvingcrime.
Name of your sex tape. Name of your sex tape.
Name of your sex tape.
Fancy coming along to see Drunk Women Solving Crime live?
Ooh, yes, please.
Why not join us for our monthly London residency at the marvellous Museum of Comedy? We've got monthly shows through to June.
Plus, every show is a double header, so you get to see us record not one, but two episodes with two fantastic guests.
You can find tickets on our website, drunkwomensolvingcrime.com.
Shows are selling out fast, so be quick.
Noice.
Noice.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Drunk Women Solving Crime are appearing at various venues throughout spring 2020. You can see them as part of the Vaults Festival for International Women's Day on March the 8th, part of the Birmingham Podcast Festival on March the 28th, and back in London at Wilton's Music Hall on April the 8th for Podcast Live's Crime Festival. For full details on tickets and guests, go to drunkwomensolvingcrime.com.
Drunk Women Solving Crime.
This is Drunk Women Solving Crime. My name's Hannah George and I'm a screenwriter. I'm joined by author and comedian Katie Wilkins.
Hello.
And writer-comedian Taylor Glenn.
Hello.
This is where absinthe meets arson, Negroni meets necrophilia, and Grand Marnier meets Grand Theft Auto. It's a true crime podcast with a twist of lime. Coming up on Drunk Women Solving Crime.
That's gonna hurt his penis.
We've got Colonel Blood. We've got Talbot Edwards. What do you think?
Are just playing Cluedo?
I'm literally imagining Timmy Mallett trying to kill someone. Yeah, yeah.
I like Jacobean men because I like a bit of rough.
Now it's time for Drunk Women Solving Crime.
Welcome to Drunk Women Solving Crime. Today we are joined by comedy producer and director Simon Furnos.
Yes! Hello.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, it is our pleasure. We have but one question for you. Have you ever been the victim of a crime?
I have.
Go on.
I've been too many, so I've only, like, I don't want to bring the mood down, so I'll do the light ones.
We get that so much, which is so depressing.
Yeah, I was like, disclaimer. I'll avoid the race stuff and the sex stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Fun stuff. Yeah. So recently I ordered a couple of packages and the delivery man decided to put it not at my front door, near my front door. That's what it said. It'd been delivered near my front door.
Near your front door.
Ambiguous.
Yes, I got one of three packages. One of them was, he just put it underneath the doormat. Just underneath. So it was just like, just a big old box with a doormat.
Really good booby trap.
We have an elevated doormat. Yes, we do.
The other two were stolen.
Oh, shit. Did they not get the one under the...
No!
That's hilarious.
The most expensive one under the door.
Shut up.
It was a huge box with just a doormat on top of it. It was so obviously there.
That's so
but
stupid.
They took, it was Yeah, so they left three microphones, but they took one microphone, three XLR cables, and just a bunch of like mic foam heads.
Oh,
like, I don't know.
That's annoying. That's
nobody
really annoying.
That.
Do you know what's awful about that? Is that motherfucker has started a podcast somewhere.
They have.
And that's the biggest crime.
Oh, what if they asked me to be a guest on it? That'd be really, really, really horrible.
You're listening to The Opportunist. We're here with, I don't know how to say your name. What is it again, ma'am? Wow. Oh, that's so annoying. Yeah. Theft is annoying. I'm calling it.
Do you know, I got a thing the other day, which was a delivery thing, and it says, oh, it's left in a safe place. There's a picture of it. So I looked at the picture, and it was a picture of a delivery man's hand. That was it.
I mean, it's a safe pair of hands.
There you go. There you go. So I'm just following him around the country now. Just trying to get my shoes, I think it was.
Excuse me, you're my safe place.
Yeah. Hold me.
I had a package stolen too. Sorry, this is bringing up a lot of stuff. This is very triggering for all of us. Because I locked myself out of the house. So I was with my daughter. So we just sat in the car until someone came with keys. And we're sitting there like, playing games, blah, blah, blah. But in the meantime, I had gotten a delivery, but it was a big box. So I had just leaned it against the car. And I never would have noticed this because we're both facing forward. And my daughter goes, Mama, there's somebody by the car. And I was like, what? And I turned just in time to see him walking away. And the thing is, it wasn't that valuable, same sort of thing, but I was having neck problems. I'm a woman of a certain age, and I bought this like really special pillow. I'm like, he's not going to use that. He's not going to appreciate the comfort. So I chased him down the street, and I had this moment where I'm like, oh, I'm about to leave my daughter in a car with the door open. I'm like, that's also dangerous. Fuck it.
Whoa.
And I just went up to him, like, now what? Like, I hadn't thought it through. So I was like, hi, that's my pillow. And he'd already opened it up. He was carrying it. And because it was a pillow, he's like, well, it was by the bins. I'm like, it was not, and you stole it, and it's mine.
Wow.
Super badass.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I love that he opened it and was like, nah. Like, he might need it in 10 years, 20 years time.
Yeah. He didn't drop it. He was still carrying it. He probably would have dropped it. If I had given him another, like, second, he would have just dropped it, right?
Yeah. With the power.
Because you gotta wonder, like,
yeah,
what happened.
But there's like, no CCTV that are gonna help us with this crime.
No.
I don't know how we solve this one.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't my neighbours. They're very lovely neighbours.
Do they have a podcast?
Walls are really thin, so if you did start one, I could hear everyone.
Cut to the chase.
No, it was you, Steve.
So what we asked in this podcast is, if you could see those people now, what would you say to them?
Give it back.
That's a very good, yeah, that's fair.
It was like 20 quid's worth of stuff.
Yeah.
Not even.
Yeah.
You owe me a microphone, motherfucker.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm putting words in your mouth now.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Yes.
Be nice if they return stuff that they don't need. I think that would be.
And yeah. I'd like to know whether they actually did use it. Was it worth it?
Yeah. Did they resell it?
Wait, so what was under the mat that was more valuable?
Three microphones.
Oh, that's where the mics were. Yeah. Oh, that's kind of funny.
Yeah.
Got the caps.
Got the little sucker. Shitty phony bits.
The caps, the XLR cables, and one microphone.
It must be so exciting, though, like, to be a robber at this time of year. Like, lovely. Because you're just going around the streets. Probably, I mean, you'd dress as Santa, wouldn't you? You'd have a sack.
Home Alone.
What's up?
They were cops going home alone. They would go, the case to join as police officers.
Yeah.
And then they'll go back and
get all the good stuff. And also, this was recorded in Christmas, covered.
There you go. Exactly. It's ideal.
Sorry to the listeners who thought this was live.
All that it remains for me to do is to get us into our true crime. Now, guys, we are delving into the depths of British history today. And it involves an audacious rogue, a jewellery heist, and a mallet.
Ooh.
You like mallets over that side of the table. So this is the story of Colonel Blood.
Oh, is that can't be his real name.
That's the first question. Is that his real name?
Oh, I hope so, but probably not.
Wait, is it like blood, but it's spelt?
Ah, like blue.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's just that's how we say it, but actually,
I remember somebody saying that they had a teacher who insisted their name was Mr. Onion. And it's Mr. Onion, sir. It's Mr. Onion. He said it was an onion.
Oh, hyacinth bouquet.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm gonna have a wishful yes. It was.
I'm gonna, on the same theme, I'm gonna guess that he's, although I know you've said British, he could have come from somewhere else, and the translation is blood.
Oh.
But actually, it would have been something else.
Well, these are very good, but it was blood. That was his name. B-L-O-O-D.
B-L-O-O-D?
Yeah, Colonel Thomas Blood.
And oh, would, I mean, you don't meet many of them, do you?
You don't.
You're going to be an audacious rogue if your name's like Colonel Blood. So you wouldn't just be like, yeah, he's just a really nice guy, just real chill.
Yeah.
That's like the one name I would have taken.
Oh, really?
To be married, yeah, because I'm not into that, but I would have taken that one.
Oh, Taylor Blood. Oh. You'd have to solve crimes with that name. Yeah.
If they remake this, I would like Young Blood to play him.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, very nice.
Because he's from Doncaster.
So oh. Yeah. Well, they every day is a school day. So, our Colonel Thomas Blood was an Irishman. He was the son of a prosperous blacksmith, and his grandfather was a member of Parliament. So, already, things are going pretty well for Colonel Blood. And he came to England when the Civil War broke out. So, just to put you entirely on the spot, when's that?
Oh, the Civil War?
Katie knows.
Oh, I know all about this.
Oh, girl. Do you want to... Does anyone want to guess before Katie gets it right?
No, she looks pretty sure of herself.
Okay, so it's Cromwell, mm-hmm. and it's Charles I.
Yeah.
And I fucking know that. It's like... 1800.
Ooh, bit before.
Oh, it's 1700.
Bit before.
I was going to say 1537.
It's not that.
Shit, I'm way off.
It's the beginning of the Civil War, which was 1642.
Okay. Ooh. Okay, I am an idiot. I really didn't think it. Like, I literally was like, oh, I've seen a film about this. I know all about this. Oh, shit.
I should have known this. I grew up in Winchester and we got taught about Cromwell a lot because there's so many parts of Winchester named after Oliver Cromwell.
Oh,
yeah, really? Oliver's Battery, Cromwell Road. That's only two things I can remember.
Oh, I got so many.
It's more than I do.
You can't move for Cromwell in Winchester.
We used to find like metal things and be like, oh, I wonder if that was from the...
Is it like a disappointing joke?
It's a Cromwell Coca-Cola rare edition.
This 2p looks really Cromwellian.
Genuinely did that. We genuinely did that. Because we found like an old shilling. Like, I wonder if that's from Cromwell.
Oh, I love it. Even like, with, I love
so
things with
fun,
like, with coins, they literally have a date on. I love that though, when you're a kid and you're like, knowing that there's some like history. Yeah. Like Charles I, he was... set to be executed at Carisbrook Castle on the Isle of Wight.
Oh.
So we've all got historical stories, mate.
All right then.
But yeah, every time you go to Carisbrook Castle, you think like, oh, I bet that's a lock of his hair or something. Fucking stupid.
So it's 16 what?
It's 1642.
1642.
Mm-hmm. And what happened to Colonel Blood during this time tells us a lot about his character. So we're going to learn a little bit about Colonel Blood's character. Blood came to fight for Charles I, but when it became apparent that Cromwell was going to win, what do you think he did?
Oh, he flipped. I can tell.
Yes, he did. Immediately, he changed sides, which I'm like, can you do that? Are you allowed to do that?
I think it's frowned upon.
Yeah. I mean, like, there's definitely certain pubs that would like, not, he would not be welcome.
But how like, would, like, in that time, how would you go about doing it? Like, you would go up to somebody and
there's
be like,
just a line yeah. and you go,
oh, I'm with you now. I'm with you now.
He's like, come me. Picture it.
He just joined the roundheads. Like,
did they wear pennies?
Yeah.
Like gym class?
I've no idea how he did it, but literally that's
wow,
what he did.
Okay.
So Oliver Cromwell took over for a bit and Blood was made a Justice of the Peace and was granted a large estate.
Justice of the Peace. It didn't work, but I had to say it.
He was very happy under Cromwell, but then Charles II took the throne and Blood and his wife... their child fled to Ireland. So they went like, we're out.
Oh man, they're not going to want him in Ireland if he's been working for Cromwell.
Well, this is the thing. In Ireland, he decided that he would, with other disgruntled Cromwellians, he attempted to seize Dublin Castle. He never stops, this guy.
Yeah.
And take the governor, Lord Ormond, prisoner. Do you think this went well?
Doesn't sound like it would go that smoothly.
He doesn't own Dublin Castle, so no, it did not.
Sorry, is Cromwellian actually a term?
Yeah, you laughed!
I just wanted to back up and be like, huh? Oh, yes. That's all I needed to know, thanks. And no, that was a messy old shitstorm, what you just said. It's my guess.
It did not go well.
But
I couldn't really find out much information about it. So all it said is just that the plot failed. So he fled for Holland. And he was the most wanted man in England at this time.
Who wants him? Sorry.
So basically, I guess Charles II
wants him.
Them lot, yeah.
Because
he defected, yeah.
Okay. And so he's going to make an example of him.
Yeah, and right. I think Lord Ormond as well was like, who's this guy? Why are you trying to kill me?
Dude, I was in Dublin minding my own business, just killing Irish people. Why are you trying to take my castle?
Exactly. I've no idea why he went to Holland. But yeah, he was one of the most wanted men in England. But he came back because he's that arrogant, and he tried to kidnap Lord Ormond again.
Oh, what? Really?
Wow.
Just obsessed with him.
Yeah, I mean, that is disrespectful.
So when that didn't work out, he
kind of admire his chutzpah, though. It's like, I'm gonna do it again, and it didn't work.
No.
So it didn't work again.
No,
oh, wow.
Just got bored of Holland.
Did he think he would just be like, well, he's not gonna do it again, so I'll just. Defences down.
Yeah.
Like, oh my god, he's back again.
Yeah. Leaving all his doors open.
Specs.
Exactly.
Yeah. Double blood. But then Blood, he decided upon his most audacious crime.
Mallet crime.
Well, it's the big one. It involves a mallet. What do you think he planned?
Smash and grab, because you said jewels.
Ooh.
Did he smash jewelry? Story.
Okay, interesting, Taylor. Simon?
I'd say the same, because I can't think of what else you would smash and grab.
Well, that's not necessarily true. All we know is that it involved a mallet.
Yeah, it could be assault, I guess.
Oh, did he try to murder him with a mallet?
He tried to murder someone with a mallet?
It's like he's going back again for a third time. This time a mallet will do it.
I have a weapon. Nobody messes with good. Got a very small hammer here.
I'm literally imagining Timmy Mallet trying to kill someone. I know.
Covered in blood.
I was going to say he invented Mallet's mallet. But I'm going to go with he attempted to steal the crown jewels.
Kate, you're spot on. You're spot on. Yeah. Did you just guess that?
I did.
Beauty Wilkins.
Because
well done.
There weren't that many jewels in those
days. And they were like the big ones, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
Pink Panther crown jewels.
Yeah, Blood decided that he was going to steal the crown jewels. So where do you think the crown jewels were kept in 1642?
Oh gosh, I don't know.
I thought it was just always in the tower.
Was it not always in the
it's
tower?
It's been moved around.
Or was it a little trick question from old HG? Oh, it is in the tower, yeah.
Oh.
I like that though, because I wanted to see, are they going to stick to their guns? And you did.
So. Yeah.
And then I had a flashback of how boring it was to go look at the crown jewels.
Oh, have you been?
They make you keep walking.
It's so crowded that you can't stop. So you're like, there, very sparkly, very big, wealth, and then you're done.
Where in the tower is it? Because in my head, no, I just realised it's the most ridiculous thing. It's up right in the tower, like right at the top. And it clearly isn't.
That would be way cooler.
Yeah.
Like literally. I just only realised this. As a kid, I've always thought it was like right at the top because it's the same place.
That is what you picture, though. Yeah. That's what I picture.
It's two at a time. It's you know, steps.
So when you said like the mallet smash and grab, I just imagine him like dangling off the roof.
Yeah. Because like in those days, no helicopters. There's only one way into that tower.
So safe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or like, I imagine like birds, magpies maybe would steal them from the... tower if it was up there because they're shiny. I imagine there were windows. I imagine they didn't just pop them on the top.
I would love to see a magpie.
I mean, I should have learned this because I went and looked at them, but I don't retain.
How old are the
crown jewels? The crown jewels, yeah. Like, what do they date?
Well, they're around in 1642. I think they've been added.
I would say 1200s or older.
Are they that old?
I think they're pretty old, but like, I don't know when the fuck the Civil War is. I'm so upset. Doesn't I was so matter. Off because at one point I did know that.
But you knew other relevant information, Katie. Don't be hard on yourself.
Oh, yeah, I know. Workers.
Now I feel like we're being really nice to each other just so we can do the jingle. Yeah.
I kind of feel it coming.
No, it's great. I love it. So it wasn't in the tower. It was in the basement.
Okay. Oh.
Makes more sense. Protected by a large metal grill. So the guys whose job it was to look after him was called Talbot Edwards. Ooh. And what do you think his job title was? I just like it.
Twat. Just because that name, I can picture like a kid being named that now, like in Chelsea. Like, Talbot. Come here, Talbot.
Time I feel like his name's the wrong way around. It should be Edward Talbot.
Yeah. Sorry. So he was Garter of the Jewels. Did you ask what his job?
Yeah.
Thank goodness.
Yes, it was, and it's very close to that actually.
Guardian guard. Leviosa.
A jewel-based job title?
The Ruby Man.
Talbot the Diamond Guy.
I can literally only think of the Pink Panther. I'm stuck in the Pink Panther.
He was the Keeper of the Jewels.
Oh, the Keeper.
Keeper okay. of the Jewels.
Very Dungeons really and Dragons.
It is really, isn't it? Yeah. And he and his family lived on the floor above the basement.
Wow, that's a good deal.
I know, right? Yeah.
Especially... has to always be near it, right? Because he's the Keeper of the Jewels.
Yeah. Right. When? What about when he wants to go out?
How or sleep? Is it somebody that, like, is awake when he's asleep?
Yeah, shifts. Yeah. Do you have to do shifts?
Is it with his wife?
Well, his wife does come into this. And so, well, basically... I love me a wife in a story.
Oh, yes, now we get started.
So, we've got the crown jewels are in the basement.
Yes.
We've got Colonel Blood. Mm-hmm. We've got Talbot Edwards. What do you think?
Are we playing Cluedo? Seriously.
I am. But what do you think, like, Blood's plan was? It did involve Talbot Edwards quite heavily.
I have to.
Digging down.
Okay, digging.
I reckon he tried to seduce the wife.
Ooh. Wow.
Okay.
Naughty Blood.
Maybe it was her shift. And he was like, seduce the wife, okay. Get to the jewels.
I mean, he's definitely audacious enough to do that.
Yes. Seduce her with a mallet as well.
No, I feel like he's just going to try to knock the guy out.
Okay. Well, do you know what? He played the long game and he didn't so much seduce the wife. And he also didn't seduce
the husband.
But he like made friends with him.
Aww. Real long game.
And that was sad.
Mm. Well, did he think he was just going to be like, oh, we've been such great friends. Here, have one.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes people use me just because of the crown jewels, but you seem really nice.
So, I mean, but Blood didn't even bloody go in bloody... didn't go as himself. He went in costume, essentially.
Of course.
But he kept the name Blood because he's a dickhead. So what do you think he dressed as? I mean, he was...
A beef eater.
For our American listeners, a beef eater. No, I'm sure they know.
They dress up and stuff. And of course they don't know. That's
the one thing the Americans know about the British, our crazy costumes.
Yes. Sounds like something vegans call, like, people that eat meat. Beef eater.
I think they'd be like, it's a gin.
It is a gin. Yeah. Yes.
Again, I used to think it was people who ate beef. But that was their job. I thought it was...
They had to taste the beef and check it was okay for everyone else.
Why are they called that? Oh, fuck, I didn't pay attention to any of the tour. I can't believe I spent like 20 quid and learned nothing. Nothing.
They probably did get all the best meat. They've got prime real estate.
Okay.
Best beef.
The beef eaters. Okay. I'll go with that. I believe anything
Jesus
Katie says.
Christ, we sound like it.
Or maybe it was like beef eaters, that they're people that just fucking love drama. No, it was not. It was not a beef eater.
Oh, okay.
But it's sort of like another profession that around the time.
Wait,
like,
to befriend him? Or when he does the...
To befriend him.
Oh, like a minister, a priest, a vicar.
A priest? Oh. Yes.
Pick one.
Who would you want to be friends with or trust?
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Reverend Blood, as he was known.
Was he the original
Reverend
sexy
Blood
priest?
Was he what?
The original sexy priest.
Sounds like it.
I mean, to be fair, I have seen an etching of blood.
I'm not convinced.
Yeah, do you think people got turned on by etchings where they're like pornographic etchings?
They definitely were.
It would take so long to make that. You gotta admire
the
craftsmanship.
Just draw your own in the mud.
I like
it's a vagina.
I like Jacobean men because I like a bit of rough. That's a Hannah George original. Never found a way to put it in anything. There but now I have. Now, actually, fuck this, I'm done. Mic drop. Okay, so, yeah, so he became friends with him. And, yes, he dressed as a vicar. So he visits and then becomes friends with Talbot Edward, returning at a later date with his wife. And as they were leaving one night, Mrs. Blood, I couldn't find out what her real name is, but that doesn't matter.
Because she's a happy scammer, too.
Yeah, she was in on it.
Okay.
Yeah. So she's fake blood.
Where's their kid now? Is it all grown up?
I'm not sure where the kid is right now. I imagine maybe grown up by now.
Okay.
Fuck making his own way in the world. But as they were leaving, she said that she had a violent stomach ache and was taken to Edward's apartment to rest.
Oh, I do that every time I want to get out of something.
Wait, what? You've always got a stomach ache. I can like feel one coming at the end of this evening.
I'm sick, leave.
So she was taken to Edward's apartment to rest. But they didn't do the heist then. So a few days later, Parson Blood returned, or Rev Blood. Copped Parson here, I don't know what the difference is. Oh. And he had a present for Talbot's wife for looking after his wife.
Okay.
So what do you think he bought her back in the day? What says, thank you for looking after my sort of diarrhea-ridden...
Suet. You guys love suet. Right? Big ball of suet.
We've got suet.
What year is it now? 1660 or 16...
Probably. I'm not... Actually, to be fair, I haven't
or
kept
raisins
the...
or spice. Like, those three things, people go apeshit. I'm English, I love those.
Well, those would have been really, like, expensive back
exactly.
then.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm. They're not about, now, though, so like, calm down.
We have one too many suet gifts here. Her kitchen is just full of suet.
Like, they're newer, better ingredients, guys. That's all it is.
Suet like animal fat.
Yeah, it's from around the kidney, I think. I don't know why I pointed to my entire ass. Okay, it comes from here.
Oh, we used to have like suet pudding, like treacle suet pudding when we were kids. Ugh, I didn't realise that was...
This from the woman who used to eat raw sausage.
Yeah, to be fair, it was delicious and I'd eat it again. So we've got suet and several raisins. What do you think? A present? What do you think it could be?
Well, it's definitely not the Crown Jewel. Yeah, it's like...
Let's pop downstairs. Go
I have nothing else in the house. I have this Crown Jewel.
So sorry, I didn't wrap it.
Katie, what do you think? What would be a vicar is buying? I mean,
a signed etching.
Ooh. That is sexy signed etching.
Oh, wait, would it go be on something like churchy to make it seem like I'm definitely a priest?
Ah,
yeah. Oh, Jesus' finger bone. They used to do that stuff.
Weirdly, it's not, but it's quite... it's finger-based in the sense that it was four pairs of white gloves.
What?
Four pairs?
Yeah.
Oh, was that like what he was supposed to use in the theft and actually just gave it to
him? Oh, yeah. Yeah. So now they've left their fingerprints over everything. Yeah. Like, where are those fucking gloves?
That is very odd.
Yeah.
Four pairs of white gloves, which means you could do 8 impressions of Michael Jackson. Not that you'd want to. So the Edwards family and the Bloods became very close friends and met frequently. So Edwards, he had a daughter who hadn't been wed.
Ew.
Now this is where... Yeah. Ew, unmarried, disgusting. So Blood arranged something. What do you think Blood arranged?
Oh, God, who's he going to marry her off to?
Does he have a... I hope he has a son, otherwise if he's making her the second wife.
Oh, but be bigamy.
Ooh, yeah.
Wow.
Scandal. I do love how more scandalous you're making this, and I love it.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer.
Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
It's not that.
Does he just know another con artist type?
Essentially, yeah. He proposed a meeting between his wealthy nephew, who doesn't exist, but he bought a guy in, basically, to be his wealthy nephew. Ugh. So on 9th of May...
That's a great role,
I've got
though.
Some dating... Yeah.
Anybody would be happy with that.
Hello! Brought suet.
In my travels.
I've got a date for you here, Katie. So, 9th of May, 1671.
Okay.
Parson Blood arrived at 7 a.m. That's the thing about this story that really fucked me off.
Parson Blood just crashed.
So early.
Yeah, exactly.
Have who's a lion.
Yeah, exactly. Who's arriving at 7 a.m. and this is with his nephew to kind of court the daughter?
Wait, like, so he wasn't actually his nephew, but he said it was his nephew.
Yeah.
To marry off to his daughter.
To
this poor innocent keykeeper's daughter.
To Edward's
daughter. I thought it was his daughter. Then I was like, why? Would you say you're related?
No, he's...
Oh, no, okay, I'm catching he's brought up. In a, I'm so confused.
He's brought in a ringer to play his nephew.
And poor old bloody the daughter. So they sort of go off and get to know each other. And two other men, including his brother-in-law, Blood's brother-in-law, arrives. And this is the morning. This is the morning they're going to do the heist. So while the nephew was getting to know Edward's daughter, probably just sort of talking about gloves and shit and stuff, the others in the party expressed their desire to see the crown jewels. So Edwards led the way downstairs and unlocked the door to the room where they were kept. What did you think that bloody dastardly Blood did then?
Smashed him with a mallet.
Oh, yeah.
Mashed him with a mallet.
Mashed him with a mallet. Yeah.
Definitely mashed him with a mallet.
Mashed him with a mallet.
Yeah, knocked him out or killed him with a mallet.
Do you know what he did? Yeah. He knocked him unconscious with a mallet and then stabbed him with a sword.
What? Unnecessary.
That's kind of nice that he knocked him out first. Let's give
what,
him...
What, like when we like knock the lobster on the head before we put it in the...
Exactly that.
I say that as if I do that all the time. I've never done that in my life.
When one knocks... In fact, I've never heard, is that a thing?
I don't know.
They don't really have a head.
Oh, no, wait. No, you freeze them and then you put them in. Them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Frozen alive rather than boiled alive. That's kind. That's kind. Yes.
Every day's a school day.
But that just... It kind of cracked me up because I'm like... If you've got a sword, why bring a mallet? Like,
he could shout for help.
Oh, that's true.
So he knocks him unconscious first.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yes. And
yeah, maybe he's a terrible aim.
Stabs him. He could be
like
alive.
He would scream if he got stabbed. Yeah. I would scream.
There's lots of people around.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Well, there is that, and there was one more use for the mallet. What do you think he used it for down there?
Tenderizing his steak.
Smashing open the thing that's holding the crown jewels.
Yeah, smashing some kind of case.
You said it was a metal grill, like a metal...
Which was actually opened by Edwards.
Oh, nuts.
I know, because he's like,
this
I'll just show my mate.
Sod.
I know.
I've never said sod. I've lived here way too long.
So this is the bit that really cracks me up about this case is he grabbed the crown jewels, which was a crown, an orb and a scepter, and he used the mallet to flatten the crown so they could fit it in the bag.
Oh, what?
Wow.
Just take a bigger bag.
Blasphemy.
Isn't that ridiculous?
That's like, amazing.
They just like...
That's insane.
It's utterly insane.
I mean, I suppose it's not like taking it to put up in his house. Yeah. And he can't really sell it as a crown, I guess.
Yeah, he'd probably like melt it down.
To melt it anyway.
I'm dying to know what becomes of these things, because is there like a flattened crown somewhere? Oh, yeah. What happens to this?
Well, also, apparently, the orb. Like, what? How? I want to know how big this fucking bag was that they took, because the orb.
Yeah, the orb's fine.
Well,
the orb's on a stick, right?
Is that what the scepter is? The orb is the bit at the top, and then the scepter is the bit underneath it or something. Yeah. But the orb, he apparently stuffed down his trousers.
Oh my gosh, that's what this was all about.
Yeah.
This all makes sense.
There. And also, the scepter was too long to go in the bag, so Blood's brother-in-law, they bought like a saw with them.
Like, they didn't need to have it for carry-on. Like,
why didn't they take a bigger bag?
Yeah.
On the bag.
I know.
But the bag's like, it's going to be a bag that you'd put, like, a long jump thing in it. You're going to have such a suspiciously long bag. You're going to have to...
You just put it in your shirt.
Did Gull fix this then?
Oh, good question.
Yeah.
Croquet probably did.
Yeah, they
can pretend it's croquet bags.
Well, croquet bag. Yeah.
Sure.
But there must... I mean, like, even like a thing for a sword.
Yeah.
You know the thing that you pop
he
a sword
had
in?
A sword to stab him with.
Yeah. Actually, yeah. Here's what's annoying. I've never put that much effort into anything. Like, he befriends them. There's this whole marriage thing. Like, this is
he
so elaborate.
He couldn't figure out the bag.
And he couldn't. He has his gate open. And like, oh, no, I've let myself
but
down.
But they brought a saw. Their plan was to do...
Jesus.
This was their plan. They're doing their plan. They're not like, oh, shit, it's bigger than we thought. They're like, oh,
they did
good,
bring a mallet.
We brought a mallet and a saw for this exact reason. This is
and a bag that's not big enough.
Yeah, this is completely our plan.
But I think Simon's right in the sense that you're not going to be able to sell that to like just another king.
Yeah, I get it with
so
the crown.
Awkward but at the next party.
It's like, I'm all on board that it's their plan up until the point when he stuffs the orb in his pants.
I know.
Because that really does streak, like, scream of, I don't know what I have to do with this. Yeah, like, I have to put it somewhere.
Okay. Unless you thought it was really funny, guys. Look at this.
Doesn't really look any different.
I hear you. I hear you. Okay. Yeah. That does reek of
how
this.
How big were their
this
pants
wasn't plan
back
A.
Then?
Probably like pantaloons, maybe. Actually, like, kind of big fucking things.
Oh, okay.
He might have one of the things that was over the penis to make it look bigger.
Oh, the cups.
Cod.
Yeah, cod piece.
Pieces, yeah.
Yeah, he could have had that, could have popped it in there. But only one ball as well. just one. It's mumps is what that is. That's not... No, like, he wants to be attractive to women and be like, I've got one very big ball. That is not an Irish accent.
You always go, like, Russian.
I do go
Why
Russian.
Why would it need to be Irish for that sentence?
Oh, because he's Irish.
Well, has Blood been Irish the whole
Blood's
time?
Blood's Irish the whole time. That's Irish there. That's lovely, isn't it? Ball. In me pants. Good ball in me pants.
I completely missed that he was Irish. His dad's in Parliament. What Parliament was he in?
He was in the English Parliament, I think.
So, where's... Is he Irish on his mother's side?
I mean, Katie, you and your fucking Christmas. What year is it? I don't know.
Sorry. I hope that this ends with him walking out like, well, thanks, it's been a lovely evening, and then the ball falls out. Like, I need this to happen.
Do you know what? So,
yeah, how did they make their getaway?
They did. They made the getaway. They sawed the scepter in half. But whilst this was happening, Edwards regains consciousness, doesn't he? And he begins to shout something.
No!
What do you think he shouts?
Oh, that's
thief!
I've been stabbed.
Yeah.
It's a very literal man.
Oh, fire, fire. That's what you have to shout if it's a rapist.
It is, yeah. And I shouted it when I was drowning.
When you were drowning?
I was drowning in the sea. Sorry. And I was in Portugal. And I was like, well, maybe they don't understand help. So I thought I'd just shout fire.
Oh my God.
It's like the most unlikely thing it could be.
I was shouting fire. And then I was like, maybe they don't understand fire either. And just started screaming.
And what happened? Did just
and then they rescued you.
This Portuguese woman.
Yeah, did you drown?
Yeah, there's a ghost. I'm a ghost right now.
I didn't know if you saved yourself or if someone helped.
No, I was definitely ready to be dead.
Jesus.
Yeah, I was there for work, and we were filming a like a surf lesson, and then instructor, the Portuguese woman on the beach, flagged down the surf instructor, and he saw me and came and rescued me. This footage of it.
Oh my god,
you were filming.
Yeah. Fire!
God.
Just from the point that I was being rescued, so I have that on my phone. I'll show you later.
Oh my god, that's amazing.
It's insane.
I've never seen someone drown before.
Honestly, if I hadn't been sent it, I think I would have just convinced myself it didn't happen.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Scary.
So fire.
I wonder if there's like a thief or fire. Thief. Yeah. Maybe there's like a jewel safe word that he has to shout. Pineapple!
Like in the underground when they say Dr. Sands, or no, Inspector Sands, and there's a fire. That's if there's a fire or something.
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah, like the rabbit is out of the hutch. The rabbit is out of the hutch.
But he's also just been stabbed, so you'd want to keep it brief.
Yeah. Yeah. Can somebody please come, because I've been stabbed and it's really hurting and I really appreciate some help.
Bad vicar.
what he shouted, I mean, it makes sense. He just shouted murder, treason.
Straight in.
Except that nobody had actually been murdered, so
yeah. Attempted murder. Yes.
But treason. Ooh.
That's a great way. Oh, guess what you should shout when you're drowning? Treason! It would turn a few heads.
This is against the hierarchy of king and god.
So they dropped the scepter and attempted to leave. Do you think they got away?
And he's got this orb in his pants.
I want him to get caught.
Okay.
This guy can fuck off at this point.
I'm going to say because of the orb in his pants, there's no way he can run with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's his fatal flaw.
That's going to hurt his penis.
Katie, saying what we're all thinking.
Ow.
I genuinely think this is this is the furthest he's ever got in one of his like little plans. And he's just gone, I'll just shove it all in my pants.
No.
Outside, they tried to shoot one of the guards, but that didn't work. So they got caught. So Blood refused to answer questions and said he'd only answer to one person.
He's still dressed as the Reverend, right?
He is, but...
They know he's not.
They
a
know who he is by this point because he's been thrown in jail. Sure. And he says he's only going to answer to one person. Who is it?
It's either the queen the king.
The king. At that time.
The king or II. Like God, because there's no way they can get.
God.
Like, well, we can't. You know, like when what's his name? That film where he sues God.
I know. It's like the insurance thing, like act of God thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like, well, you can't have God in court. So I win. I go.
He didn't turn up to his court date.
The Scottish guy.
I know.
Comedian.
I've seen
the film.
What is it? I've never heard of it. It sounds quite good.
Because insurance things, they don't pay out if it's act of God.
Yeah.
So he was suing that God. He wasn't covered. So he was to make a point about how unfair it was.
Didn't they? And then that was the film, right? I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's a real thing.
Yeah.
Look that up. That sounds very good.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
What is his name? He's a Scottish comedian. He has long hair. He's quite ill now.
Billy Connolly.
That's the one.
Oh, it was Billy Connolly. Right. God, nice. Oh, wow. Oh, that's a baller move.
Yeah.
Good man. No, this guy, and you were right, he only answers to the king.
Yeah.
Like, what a...
The king wants him dead. What is he just... delaying this grandiose nonsense.
He did. He said, I'll answer to none but the king himself. Which essentially, let me talk to the manager, is what he's done. So he goes to the king because he knew that King Charles II had a reputation for liking scoundrels.
Oh, that was his long game, wasn't it?
Yes.
He's like, I'll just be the scoundrelest scoundrel.
Yeah.
And he left scoundrel. I'll be the cutest scoundrel ever. And he'll let me off.
Like, it's like how Alan Sugar always likes the scoundrels.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You've been really naughty, but I'll let you stay.
Yeah, it's like, I've worked my way up from the bottom. You can stay.
He also thought because he was Irish, his Irish charm would save him. So did it, or was he sent to the tower where he just... I mean, which would be quite ironic if he was sent to the tower.
Hi, like, guys.
Me again.
Did you just keep my ball?
Let's pop into the basement. So what do you think? What do you think Charles II thought?
Oh, I hope he doesn't get pardoned.
Okay.
I think he might have got tortured.
Ooh.
Because they'd like a bit of torture back then, didn't
they? Loved it.
Yeah. They loved it, yeah. Right, so how much does Charles II like scoundrels?
Is the question, really.
I mean, they killed a fuckload of people. Well, they did. They killed loads of Cromwell people.
Yeah.
Which this guy technically
I love
is.
That we're not saying Cromwellians anymore because it's going to trigger Taylor.
Okay, so you guys say he didn't pardon him.
Mm.
Okay, I'm gonna say he did pardon him just to be different.
Katie's right. He loved the bants. He loved it.
Was it Alan Sugar?
He was Alan Sugar.
He particularly liked what Blood estimated the value of the crown jewels to be. So apparently what? The crown jewels were estimated at £100,000. And Blood was like, well, we're way less than that. And like, for some reason, Charles II was like, oh, it's fucking rad that you said that. And so like, so how much do you think Blood was like, yeah, it's worth this much?
Oh, wow. I mean, yeah, it's worth less when you destroy it.
It's worth less now.
Yeah.
Now you got two scepters.
Yeah.
Like 20,000.
Okay.
Like, someone smashed that, mate.
It's lower than 20,000.
Oh.
Wow. Yeah. I mean,
10,000?
Lower.
What?
Oh, cheeky. 1 shilling.
Yeah, it was £6,000 is what he said.
What?
So King Charles thought this was so cheeky and so funny that not only did he let Blood go, he also rewarded him with Irish land worth £500 a year.
Oh, what?
That is white male privilege.
And is this right how the bullying club started?
Yeah. And he stabs a guy. Yeah. He steals the thing. He tries to set up a woman who doesn't want to get set up with a stranger.
Yeah.
And he gets given property.
Yeah.
And a yearly salary.
Yeah.
For life.
Yeah.
Wow.
For being a bit of a cheeky cunt.
Yeah, fuck this guy.
Yeah. So he, and what, I mean, I guess the question on all our lips is what became of Talbot Edwards? Did he succumb to his...
Oh, did he not die?
Well, he shouted.
He shouted?
Yeah, I think he survived. He's a fighter.
He is a fighter. And he recovered from his wounds, and he was rewarded by the king and lived to a ripe old age.
Oh, which... nice. Aww. Oh, I'm so glad that he got rewarded, because I would be so sad if the other guy gets a yearly salary and he's just like, you showed your mate.
Yeah, you're going to be tortured to death.
Yeah, to be
because your fault in the first place.
Yeah, you're poor, I can kill you.
And then for some reason I'm picturing the daughter like not understanding, like, where's my husband? Like, oh, Julie, it was a setup, I almost died.
We really got along, right? Oh, no. Oh, that's the saddest thing now. Oh,
that was a narrow escape, Julie.
Yeah, it was, to be fair. And yeah, apparently Talbot Edwards spent the rest of his days recounting the story to all the visitors.
Oh, yeah. Oh well, fine. He got a story.
Got tipped well.
And then I said, murder, treason. Who wants more suet?
I want to see the etching of the orb in his pants.
Is that an orb in your pants? actually, anybody, if anyone wants to etch that and send it to us, yeah, I feel like I don't request enough art on this show, so let us have it, because I do enjoy it.
We get loads of pictures of penises now.
We will. I mean, oh, who's my orb? We are not requesting that, thank you so much. Do you know, sometimes out of interest, I wouldn't mind, but
if you can etch that. Etch it. Send etch us a pornographic penis. Etching.
Do you know what? Our doors are open.
Honestly, if you want to put the effort in,
yeah,
etched dick pic.
No, it has to actually be etched and not like with a filter of an etching.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to be strict about this.
Yeah.
Also, we will also accept etch a sketch. Just shake it off before you give it back to your kid, but it's fine. We'll take that. It's good to have rules. So, Blood died age 62 in 1680, and it's believed that his body was exhumed by the authorities for confirmation that he was actually dead, because they thought that he might have faked his own death because he had so many debts by the end. But it wasn't.
He still managed to have debts despite owning people in Ireland.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot more to Blood. This is kind of like the highlights of the lovable rogue. Or not as lovable as...
What became of the Bloods as well? Like, did they become the Johnsons? Or like...
Do you know what? Actually, I did look at that.
They changed their names.
I'd love to know their...
There were a few, and there's a few
Trump.
Like...
We'll edit that out.
It's a Johnson, so...
So, my last question on this story is, how much do you think the crown jewels are worth today?
Oh.
Mm.
Have they... Am I right in thinking, I'm going to sound so stupid, have they redone it and then just added jewels onto it? Because
No, it's a good question.
Because the Koh-i-Noor is on it. now as well, right?
I do think they add to it.
They definitely have been adding
to it.
They do.
It's a much bigger collection now. Yeah. And of course, something worth 100,000 in 1642.
Do they keep the coronation crown in there and stuff? Like all that?
Yeah, there's a whole shitload of stuff.
It's up to mine. I know, because I ran past it. Didn't learn about it.
There's a lot. Okay, let's have lunch.
Wow. Okay. I would say...
Got to be a couple of million, surely.
700 million.
700 million.
Yeah.
Does that make that's less than a billion, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. 700. I mean, this is going to be really important when my career takes off. I made a billion. Well, that's disappointing. It's only 700 million.
Yeah. Okay. Hannah, and you'll have this like dodgy account. You made a gazillion dollars this year, Hannah.
Yay again.
Okay, so you're saying 700 million?
Yeah. I think it's in the billions.
Ooh,
it probably is. I think it's like, it could be 2 billion, it could be 102 billion, I don't know.
Well, if that's the case, 3 trillion. Come on, Liz, let's...
Yeah, share the wealth.
Share the wealth and food banks.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Simon?
Well, I was going to go a couple of million, but now I think it's too
literally a one-bedroom flat in London. A couple million. The basement it's in would be rented out for that much a year.
I'm going to go a couple of billion. I meant billion, obviously.
All right. I'm going to go 3 trillion, just to be extreme.
Wow.
It's less than that. I know it's less than that.
Whoa, do you know what? Katie. Whoa, she took it too far.
Do you know what? It's between 3 and 5 billion.
Wow.
Yeah. My original guess before I got carried away would have been 2 billion.
Which isn't bad. I love the idea that between 3 and 5 billion, like, that's a big lot, isn't it? Like,
that is quite a range. Yeah.
But I think it's because they say it's priceless, so they're like, you know, they're not going to sell it.
Like a MasterCard.
Yeah, that would be the new advert.
I'm buying a mallet, $4.99.
The crown jewels.
Priceless.
Well, yeah, so that concludes.
Shit, what a case.
What a guy.
And I learned about Cromwellian culture.
I really want like HBO to do like a series, you know, like Young Pope, but like Young Blood, and then it's like his life leading up to it.
Yeah,
it'd be so good. Yeah. And you can call it Murder
Pitch
Treason.
Yeah. Yeah, Murder Treason, that'd be the tagline.
Yes.
Because you'd be like, what? Wait, who's murdered? Ooh, what treason?
He's such a prick. Like, it would be an interesting character. Yeah. A lot of shade.
He'd be like so flawed.
Yeah.
Guys, we have to stop pitching these great ideas. They're all getting nicked.
Yeah, right. Yeah. This is a bit of a free for all. Drunk women solving crime. Okay, so let's just not put this one out because this is great. Right, so we move on to the final part of the podcast, which is the listener crime. Mm. So we've got a listener crime from Richard Lemur on Twitter. He says, "Dear Drunk Women, it was 2007 and I went to my local town to see the town parade. You know, the crappy ones where they have children dressed as princesses as they parade them on the back of a wagon."
Sure.
I do know.
How do you
do? That sounds like human trafficking.
That's British culture, please.
Show some respect.
Wow.
So sorry.
First, she doesn't know Cromwellians. Cromwellians? What's a Cromwellian? Crematorium. What's a Cromwellian? Cromwellian. That was me trying to prove someone else on the weekend. So they shut all of the local roads.
Is that less than a billion?
So to get there, I rode on my bicycle. I park it, lock it to the bike rack, and go and watch the parade. I walk about 20 yards away and watched it for about half an hour. I turn around to get my bike, and lo and behold, all of the wheels, the handlebar, the seat, all gone.
Oh my god. I know.
So wow. Just take the whole fucking bike,
it's
dude.
It's so sad when bike parts. It's just all over
it's
London.
So much
it's just
effort.
Like bike shrapnel everywhere. And it's still locked. It's like so sad.
I know, you can see like the effort they've made. But
you know, for somebody who's pretty snarky about the local parade, it kept for half an hour, didn't it? Lemire. I'm sorry, that was unnecessarily.
Well, he said immediately I called over a police officer that was standing nearby in the very place I was watching the parade. Instead of helping, she told me I should go to the local police station and make a report. Okay, So he goes there with his bike frame in his hand.
It's so sad.
I know, it's really sad. So he gets a look of confusion from the officer behind the behind the desk. He asked me what was wrong. I said, well, I rode into town on my bike, but I can't ride out on it. And apparently the police officer just looked at him blankly and didn't really help him at all. And there, apparently there were cameras nearby, but no one did anything.
Oh, nuts.
Help me, drunk women. Solve the case for me.
Okay, I'm going to hack the mainframe. We can get those cameras.
They go back to 2008.
Wait, so this is a small town?
Small town.
In the UK?
UK, I believe, yeah.
UK small town.
That sort of weird parade thing feels very much like where I'm from.
Do you think, do you think the police officer did it? That's what she was like.
Oh my God, it wasn't a police officer. It was like Home Alone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was, case
it was, she was a criminal covering for the other criminal. Oh, you better go to the other police station.
And then she scampers with all the gears.
She's like wheel under each arm.
I don't know what it could be.
Yeah. There's a bike orb in her pants. We cracked it.
Yeah.
Well, talking about, because we started with like opportunists who go around and look for packages. I bet in a small town, some small time, you know, criminals wait for parade day.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's just like the purge, but daytime.
Yeah.
And they're the bike brass purge as well, because like it's a small town, you know you're going to see it around.
Yes.
It's actually, when I was 13, my bike did get stolen from neighbors 3 doors down, and then they just had it in the front garden.
Like, oh my God.
I was, and they were my friend, they're my brother's friend. But I was still too scared to be like, that's my bike, can I have it back?
Oh, so let them have
it. Do you think they thought it was fucked it, because I can't say cromolium.
Cromwellian.
Yeah, because it was metal. It was a cool bike, it didn't work.
Oh, that's so sad.
So I just would see it every morning on the way to school.
That's horrible.
And I haven't ridden a bike since.
They were counting on your intimidation.
And they were right.
Don't tell you, I'm sure I've told this story on the podcast before, that someone had stolen my bike, and then I saw them, because I come from a small town, and I saw them on my bike, and it was a man of about 40. And I said, that's my bike. And he was like... He, like, stared at me and was so shocked that I, like, literally just stormed up to him. And he was like, yeah, okay, have it back. And I was like, oh, this is not amazing. How this happens. Yeah. And, yeah, I got it back. That's... Never rode it again.
Wait, how old were you?
I mean, this is, like, 4 years ago.
Because I was, like, 3 years older than this kid and I was still too scared to say anything.
Oh, I'm furious at this person.
Yeah, he was, like, 9 or 10 and I was 13.
Right, so it might have been, it might have been a 10-year-old, is what we're saying.
Yeah.
It's a 10-year-old or a
policeman. It was a plucky 10-year-old who has no shame.
I hope that helps.
Or respect for their elders.
A 40-year-old man.
Or a 40-year-old man.
Yeah, we've narrowed it down for you.
Yeah, and if you find it again, just say, give it back, and they will. Yeah.
I think it was the mayor of the town who was tired of spending money on this parade.
He was trying to tank it. Oh, he's trying to make his money back.
On wheels. Love it. Well, we have just enough time. Saima, tell us, what are you up to? Can we follow you online?
Yes, at Saima Ferdows. Just take a guess at how it's spelled.
And if you can find it, your Twitter feed is a lot of fun. I've got to say, it's a lot of fun. Thank you so much. Drunk Women Solving Crime is produced by Amanda Redman, with music by The Lion and the Wolf. You can follow us on Twitter at Drunk Women Pod and Facebook and Instagram at Drunk Women Solving Crime. And please review us on Apple Podcasts. And if you've got a petty crime you want us to solve, then write it in a review and we'll solve it. Thank you to Acast, and thank you for listening.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.